It is the 16th of April, the day after the horrendous inferno that took place in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris yesterday, late afternoon. I believe it was 5:45, I think was the time stated that it happened. And surprise, surprise, everybody is very quick to dismiss any suggestions of arson. Arson completely ruled out. And what I would say that any investigator worth their salt would not rule out any cause of such a horrendous disaster. My first question, if I was in charge of this investigation, would be, was there anybody working at the time that the blaze broke out? If not, when was the last time somebody was up where the fire broke out? Because that surely would be a really good idea as to whether the fire could have been accidentally started by somebody doing renovation work, or whether it was a nefarious means, by nefarious means. And might I say that I feel sorry, in a way, for the people who were working on the renovations, for already being accused of being responsible. And obviously, if they were, if it turns out that they were responsible, then, you know, there you go. That would be that. And I would be furious if that were the case, because I know, and I just heard, and I'm using air quotes here, an expert to do with fires in buildings. And he said that any people working on renovations, their biggest fear, especially in a building of that magnitude and magnificence, and historically irreplaceable, historically profound, historically significant with the times that we're going through right now, that they would do their utmost to avoid the possibility of sparking a fire. So please, can the fire investigators not draw conclusions until they've had a chance to get access to where they believe the fire started? Now, I haven't had a chance to look, but I am thinking that the fire may still be being dampened down where the fire was, if it has been put out completely. And so I can't see how investigators would be able to get access to the seat of the fire. So anyway, Based Amy here, just giving my thoughts on where I believe things are going in a completely topsy-turvy world where good has turned into being bad. Bad is now evil. Tolerance is intolerance. Hatred is love, and love is hatred. And where politics comes before everything else, before morality. And there is a definite, definite agenda, political agenda, ideological agenda, to protect the one ideology that everybody is petrified of, which is Islam. And it's the elephant in the room, really. And I would like somebody also to explain the mysterious footage of the man who was seen running high up in the cathedral with what looked like a turban on his head. It was a white wrap around his head, where the fire you could see in the background was already intense. So where did that man come from? Who is he, and why was he up there? So please, can we, before we draw conclusions and condemn people who are possibly very innocent, can we just hang five and wait for the investigation to happen, an honest one? I mean, I know, sadly, in this day and age, we don't have a media. We don't have an honest media, so they're not going to ask the questions. the time that we can get rid of this fake media, the lying, propagandist, globalist media, and get back to what we used to have once upon a time, which at this point I actually don't know when we did have honest, objective media, the sooner we can recover our sense of right and wrong. So, it's my suspicion, knowing the state of affairs with Islam and the West, and the quick condemning of anybody who's not from Islam by any act as being a horrendous human being, as opposed to those who do commit acts under the ideology of death, excuse their acts and talk about coming together, even though they shout Aloha Snack Bar. And knowing as much as I do about Islam, because I have read the Quran, I've read the Hadith, I know of Muhammad's life, and I see with my own eyes the way human beings are treated under Sharia. We are coming into very dark times. We're already in them. And the only glimmer of light that I am going to say, the civilization that we know as we know it has any chance of surviving, is President Donald Trump. Donald John Trump is really the world's only hope in pushing back against this nightmare that we're finding ourselves in. He's tackling the globalists. He's tackling the evil agenda, the Fourth Reich of Europe. And I pray for his safety every single minute of the day. Every time I think of him, I pray for his health and security. So, on this sad day, because of what happened in France with that horrific fire, I will hope that somebody hears this and people will respond to this in a constructive manner and not accuse me of being Islamophobic and racist and all the other rubbish that they come out with, which is absolutely untrue. And come up with ideas of their own or hypotheses of how they think, what they think might have happened. But again, as I said, there's really no way of drawing conclusions until we at least find out if anybody was even working on the site. Because again, what I'm going to say, surely if people were on site when the fire broke out, there would have been accounts of it happening and potentially, I mean, thank God there were no injuries, although I heard there was a fireman who got injured. But as far as under normal circumstances, if a fire like that breaks out, people are working, they try to put it out, they may inadvertently get injured. So the fact that there was nobody, there seemingly was nobody about, smells to me of something quite unpleasant. So I will end this now, and I will come back again with more thoughts as more news comes to light. Thanks for listening. Based Amy, out.